In Brussels, the unveiling of a poster to mark a season of remembering, the start of World War I, 100 years ago. But today sees the start of a European summit which will reveal sharp differences. They centre around Jean-Claude Juncker, who is set to become head of the European Commission. David Cameron has called for a vote on the nomination of a man he regards as an old guard Brussels insider, but his potential allies are falling away. Just 2.5 weeks ago, David Cameron shared a boat with the so-called reform camp, the Germans, the Swedish and the Dutch. They shut the door on blocking Juncker.
Mocht er een expliciete stemming worden gevraagd,
if an explicit vote is called for, we will support Juncker's candidacy. We will not block it.
In Germany, Angela Merkel, once lukewarm about Mr. Juncker, said there would be no drama if he was chosen by a qualified majority. What has swayed many leaders is the argument that this is about democracy. The people were told they were voting for the next EU president.
Mr. Cameron has put himself in a not so nice corner. He's been very vocal on not accepting voters' choice, and for me that's unbelievable. And he's been even blackmailing about leaving the European Union.
Some countries like Italy have openly traded their backing for Mr. Juncker in exchange for support for greater flexibility over budgets and deficits. But it remains surprisingly difficult to find an endorsement of Mr. Juncker as the best candidate for the job.
Is he a face that represents a new, bolder, reforming Europe?
We are not concerned about faces, we are concerned about actions. And certainly, if it was Juncker, he should clearly commit to those policy priorities for change.
So it looks as if Mr. Juncker will be nominated in the next 2 days, with David Cameron his only opponent, apart from the Hungarians. Sometime after Europe's leaders have met in Ypres, the Prime Minister will warn them they're sanctioning a shift in power towards the European Parliament by the back door. Gavin Hewitt, BBC News, Brussels.